Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Conscious Connection with Gary Stewart. I'm very excited to interview a new author today, Yura Tal, about her new book, Discovery, Tree of Love. So let me get her on the line. She has a lot to share. It's a fabulous new book, and this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Let me get Yura on the line. Hello, Yura, are you there?
Yes, hi, Gary, I'm here.
Hi,
thank
how
you
are
for
you?
Inviting
Wonderful
me.
To talk to you. Wonderful to talk to you today about your new book, The Discovery Tree of Love.
Thank you.
On your bio here, you're not a therapist or a professional coach, but your book comes straight from your heart and your experience, and I'm very glad, especially in a long-term relationship of 36 years. That's absolutely wonderful, and I'm sure you've learned a lot and worked a lot together to get this insight and information that made you compile this book.
Yes, exactly right. my experience is loving 36 years of marriage, has became more of experience. So our friends asked us how we managed to stay in love for so many years and being happy and actually enjoying being together.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the reason that we wanted to get the word out and help other couples achieve a joy and a harmonious and a bliss relationship as we have.
Great. That's wonderful. So why did you call your book The Discovery Tree of Love?
Well, as I say in my book, I have always felt close to nature, and trees are one of the most beautiful symbols of nature. In my view, they are representative of all the elements of a successful, happy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tree, a couple needs solid roots in the ground that will keep them steady and secure.
Mm-hmm.
So this tree is that I call your discovery tree of love.
Mm-hmm.
It represents the partnership in life. It is a symbol of many concepts that are vital to your relationship. I say discovery because you must discover yourselves and consciously know and decide how you want to live. As you discover
mm-hmm.
yourselves, you will peel away the problems in your relationship like a bark peels away so naturally
mm-hmm.
when it grows. Over time, you and the partner will keep enriching their lives and grow new branches until they become strong and sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for my tree, there are seven branches that I believe reflect seven qualities that couples need to share in order to maintain a happy partnership and to reach out to fulfill their dreams, which
mm-hmm.
most couples do not necessarily share these seven qualities. So I'm inviting them to discover them along with me in my book.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Yes, so tell us more about the seven branches. That's quite an interesting development you have.
Yeah, it's the seven branches that the couples will discover in my book are deep empathic understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I say empathic because I'm talking about caring, loving, unselfish understanding. And the
mm-hmm.
second chapter is authentic, loving communication. mutual unconditional respect, trusting non-judgment, non-compromising compromise, loving, lasting passion, and the last one is dreams come true, vision as one. And yeah, I can overview a little bit about it. So the chapters are okay. So the chapters are organized so as you go through them one by one. I will show the couples how to make each branch steadier and more resilient. So by the end of the book, they will have they will reinforce the entire tree of love, making it healthy and full of love. In my book, I explain each of these relationships, building themselves in great detail, and provide a meaningful exercise for my readers. They can assess where they are on each of the seven branches of love.
And do you find that people get stuck on one branch more than the other in long-term relationships or even short-term relationships?
Can you repeat it? I didn't hear the beginning of
sure.
the question.
Do you find that couples get stuck on one branch more often of the relationship, whether it's mutual respect or whatever, than other branches, so to speak, on the discovery tree of love?
Yes, actually, I think communication is a big one that people really want to get more and more. And I specifically talk about nonviolent communication. And it all comes together because with communication, you need to have a really deep understanding and respect. And with respect, you can speak, you can communicate in a nonviolent communication. So it all comes together. And of course, non-judgment. Non-judgment, we all tend to judge if we want or not. And, so non-judgment is really a tricky one because, you know, even though I write about non-judgment, but I explain what does it make you, how do you feel when you judge other people and why you judge other people? Actually, everybody, I think, judge because of expectations. You expect people to behave in a certain way. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, you have to go back and forth and understand how you feel and to put yourself in other people's shoes, actually, and to understand why and where it comes from in order to not judge the other people or, your partner, because this is more for couples. Relationship.
Right.
And the big one is for me is vision as one. So this is really I'm trying to, what does it mean to dream together and vision as one? So this is really solving everything. And in every, at the end of every chapter, I give an exercise. So people really likes it, and from people that I hear that already read the book, and they really like the exercise because it's not like it's unlike a conventional therapy session because I'm not a therapist, I'm not a counselor, you know, so it comes straight from my life experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. The other thing I wanted to ask with your partner, husband, were you parents as well? So do you find that starting new trees of love and life by being parents, does that complicate adult relationships or romantic relationships when you're parents?
Okay, that's a very nice question. Yes, we are parents. We have older kids by now. Our daughter is 36 and our son is 27. And yes, when we started, well, right after we got married after 3 months of getting to know each other. We fell in love and we got married 3 months after it. And then 3 months after the wedding, 2 months after the wedding, I got pregnant. So our daughter actually, we are 36 years, my husband and I married 36 years, going on 37. Our daughter is, she's 36. She's going to be 37 next month. So we are... When we started our married life, we got pregnant right away and had our daughter. But we, of course, sometimes it takes, it's up and down, you know, you get stress in life, mostly because of financial problems when you're a young couple, but we always managed to for I don't know, it maybe it's luck or because we are soulmates, or we just we managed to find ourselves in situations that our communication was so good and so non-violent, with lots of respect and lots of loving and understanding, that yeah, we found it really joyful, actually, very joyful, and we wanted to. It was like a goal for us to be the perfect husband and wife and the perfect parents. But in a way, you know, not perfect for the for other people, but for us to and to be able to enjoy, and to be able to enjoy the ride, which is really important, you know.
Yes, yes. So, and how do you feel that served your children by being harmonious, respectful adults in your marital relationship? Do you feel those lessons were passed on to your children?
It definitely did pass. But to tell you the truth, it set a very high goal for them to find the right person and the right mate. And it is harder for them because we set a high goal. But our daughter is married and she found a great husband. And but again, it's a challenge because he came from a different home, a great home, you know, also a beautiful home and parents, but not exactly the same as we are. Maybe I'm not, I don't know, I don't want to speak for them, but, you know, my husband and I, our kids never heard my husband and I arguing or raising our voices. And, you know, it's in some families, it's normal. It's okay to raise to raise their voice. But it's what I'm saying, it's okay to disagree, but I think I don't feel it's right to raise your voice at each other. And... that's what I call violent or non-violent communication.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can find ways. You can find ways to communicate in respectful ways and understanding, and to try to understand your partner and without saying things that you will regret later.
Right, exactly, yes, because those wounds well, they can just re-wound people anyway. So how do you feel, you know, like if someone marries into an Italian family, they're known to be dramatic and passionate and boisterous, you know what I mean? So how do you deal when opposites attract? Do you ever console couples or friends of yours that have had disagreements because, say, of their ethnicity or their belief systems, especially with communication? By non-violent communication, I'm assuming you mean Michael Rosenberg, which I've not taken
his
course, but I bought his audio course on that.
Yeah.
Do you feel when couples get into trouble either over ethnicity, like saying, you know, somebody, say your daughter married an Italian and the Italian was very boisterous and dramatic or whatever, do you find there's conflicts just in the nationalities of people or the way their families were raised to be combative as opposed to quiet or...
Well, listen, my husband and I, Israelis. Israelis are known to be more a little bit more aggressive than others, okay? So even though I don't think I'm that aggressive like they think of Israelis, for example, my husband can be more dramatic than I am because I don't see it dramatic. I see it more passionate. The way he speak, the way he talk, and his body language, it's passion. He's trying to get his word out, so it's more passionate, less dramatic. When people see it from the outside, they think, oh, you know, he looks dramatic. So I don't want to, so we can't always, I do have friends that one is American and the other one is Israeli or let's say Italian. I do have Italian and American friend, actually. And they learn to communicate in with each other in you call it dramatic. The violent language can be in every without ethnicity, you know, in every So it doesn't. We don't. Mm-hmm. We should not, point a finger or on ethnicity. Actually.
Oh right. Well, I just was, you know, when people marry people that their family. I mentioned it in the context of when people marry people that are different than their family system, and the conflicts that can show up, or the way of expression can be different. And you're doing work on this. We have a few minutes left, so I just want to cover that you do workshops too for couples. Can you tell us a bit about the workshops?
Yeah, I'd love to talk about the workshops. Writing this book has inspired me to open our ranch in Topanga, so couple can come and do their workshop and improve their relationship and deepen their trust in a non-judgmental way and learn how to dream together. And in the workshop, what we do, it's a two-day workshop. It's mostly a weekend workshop. So my husband and I will host the couple for a weekend getaway vacation. They will arrive on Friday afternoon, settle in a secluded, serene cabin, and then after settling in, we'll meet with them for an afternoon wine and cheese and go out to dinner in one of the better restaurants here in Topanga. And then on Saturday morning, the couple will have a healthy breakfast in their cabin, and we'll meet for a hike on the property, And then we'll go into my art studio, which is on the property, and we'll start climbing the Discovery Tree of Love in an art form. So the couple will peel I like to call it bark by bark, their ideas of dreams and visions, and these it's with humor and non-judgment discussion. And then after lunch, the couple will start to paint their ideas on one canvas to make their two visions as one vision. So the idea is that I'm giving them, first of all, they're discussing their ideas and visions. Then they get the canvas and they start painting, and they bring their both ideas and making it as one vision. And of course, I'm with them, and it's all in a humor and very pleasant atmosphere. And then we'll take we're taking stretches in between and as needed, as they need. And then before dinner on Saturday, we have wine and cheese again. And then the couple will go by themselves to dinner in one of the, you know, we can also offer them nice restaurants. And then on Sunday morning, we'll meet again to finish painting, to recap and discuss and enjoy the fulfillment and achievement of the couple's vision as one. You know, we'll talk about the...
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yes. And it's mostly like a vacation getaway, you know, and it's fun. It's a vacation getaway with an activity to fulfill and make their relationship better and more joyful and more harmonious and blissful.
Wonderful. Yes. That's absolutely wonderful.
And for more, and for more information and events, upcoming events, they can visit my website, which is discoverytreeoflove.com. And the book is available on Amazon, The Discovery Tree of Love. And just so if you don't mind, I would like to spell my names because it's my name is Yorit, Yorit, and last name Tal, Tal. It will
Excellent.
Be easier on Amazon to find me.
yes, absolutely. And you also have a Facebook page for your new book here. And it's www.facebook.com, Discovery Tree of Love. And you also have a Twitter account, too, and at Discovery Tree of Love. So that's just wonderful. You have all your bases covered. How often do you do the weekend workshops, out of curiosity, with couples, like a couple retreat?
As long as you know, as it comes available, my cabin, because I also have yoga retreats. And,
and it's your
and
beautiful.
And we know each other. We actually know each other from yoga retreats.
Yes, exactly. We met at Full Spectrum Retreats, which takes place at your location, which is absolutely incredible. I might add our listeners, I've done Full Spectrum Retreats there. It really is a piece of heaven in the woods. And I'm so glad you weren't touched by the fire. When I was supposed to be there 2 weeks ago, there was an incredible fire in Calabasas. So my workshop had to be canceled, unfortunately. And I'm so glad no one was hurt, but it is a gorgeous location and what we commonly call a staycation. So you can be in the middle of the city, but you're totally surrounded by nature, and it's just absolutely wonderful to partake in that location, any event that's there, not to mention a couple's retreat, which is even better.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, unfortunately, we couldn't meet 2 weeks 2 weekends ago.
I know. I'm glad you're unscathed. I drove over that way by Eddington to see where the fire was, and now the hills are pretty charred. So blessings,
yes.
Blessings in all you do here. Well, how do you like people to contact you, Yurit? So our listeners, if they want to contact you, and I'm going to post this on Facebook and everything myself, so I'll get it out there for you and send you a link that you can share with your circles as well.
Yeah, through email, and my email is love2sculpt, which is LUV2sculpt,
mm-hmm.
SCULPT, @gmail.com.
Okay, @gmail.
Yeah, do we have like 2 more minutes?
Yes. Let me just double check the time. Of course, my computer screen just went dark. 1 second, it'll pop.
2:25.
Right, yeah, we do. Yeah,
okay.
We have a couple more minutes. Is there something you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, I would like to give one advice. For the couples that would like to hear, and it's since you love each other, everything you do as a couple must be intentionally done to enhance that love, not out of obligation, because that person is your partner. And
yes.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
I think that most couples do not live by this principle. Because,
mm-hmm.
They may like the idea of it or did live it when they started, but not live it day to day because of the busy daily life schedule that we have.
Right.
So
right.
I see this principle as the most powerful reminder of why the couples, a couple was brought together in love.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely. And being in a long-term relationship, which I know I've been in a 19-year relationship, is that you have to keep it fresh. You have to work to keep the relationship alive. Not hard work, but you have to be communicative and sensitive to issues, whether they're, the same issues over and over, or a sensitivity. And I find having a sensitivity to your partner is very important, because lots of times we get in ruts or patterns that don't serve us, and it can make a couple indifferent because they know what the issues are. So it's a constant challenge to keep it fresh and communicate that, because a relationship is actually a living organism and both people are agreeing to that. So they have to be willing to compromise and keep it fresh too.
Correct. Yeah, that's a good one. Sensitivity, it's really important to
mm-hmm.
to feel your other half. And for the young couples, who just met, I think this is very important that when one of the partner realize that the other partner makes him or her a better person, this is a moment to cherish and realize that possibly this partner is the soulmate.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of people look for that too.
Yeah, this is what I think, really young couples that just starting, and they have to realize that it's really important for them, because this is a moment that they really have to realize. If they feel like the other partner makes them a better person, this is something that they really have to cherish and to do their
absolutely.
Thinking.
Yes. Well, it's been wonderful to speak to you. We're out of time now. We just have a few minutes left. So I just want to let our audience know this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection, and I'm interviewing Yurit Tal with her new book, The Discovery Tree of Love. Yurit, it's been wonderful to speak to you about it. I will put this everywhere so we can get some book sales going for you on Amazon and elsewhere. And please share it far and wide, as I will too, so people can understand how to nurture their long-term relationships. Thank you, Yurit, so much for being my guest.
thank you, Gary, for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And for our listeners of Conscious Connection, this is Gary Stewart signing off. Namaste. And a special thank you to Yurit, the new author of The Discovery Tree of Love. Thank you. Until next time,
thank
namaste.
You.